You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show our friend of yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
My head's spinning, guys. My head's spinning, trying to figure all this stuff out.
Oh, man, I figured you'd be just sitting on your rear end doing nothing the day before the draft. But as we're a little more than 24 hours away from the first round, Ryan, what do you know about team needs and wants and possible inside information today that maybe you didn't know a month ago?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like everything is changing by the minute. Everyone knows Caleb's going to Chicago, and it looks like Washington's leaning towards Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels apparently wants to play in Vegas, which is interesting. I don't think they have nearly enough draft capital to get up into the number two conversation, because that's where Washington wants to stay, because clearly they need a quarterback as well. And then you wonder what Vegas's plans will be, because you don't want to be in that division without a quarterback. I think from what I understand, Minnesota is going to try incredibly hard to get to number three, where the Patriots currently reside, for Drake May. And, you know, the conversation for the longest time had been, well, Minnesota must be using that extra first-round pick for J.J. McCarthy. And I think J.J. is going to be in their backup plans, but I think they ideally would like to get to three. And if you can get a king's ransom, if you're the Patriots, and it certainly feels like you would, maybe you come off of that and try to come back up and do all the stuff that we do on these mock draft machines. So that's something to keep an eye on. And I think Denver's going to try really hard to get into that top five and maybe get QB4, which would be J.J. McCarthy. The funny thing is, guys, we have all these – iterations and permutations of these scenarios, and a lot of times once the draft actually starts, there are many fewer fireworks and surprises. So maybe there's only one trade, and that's Minnesota, and they're not quite the 15 or 16 different sort of Goodwill hunting scenarios that we like to play out on our fake chalkboards.
All right, Ryan, get the CBS Sports crystal ball ready. The top three quarterbacks expected to go this year, compare them to Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson last year's top three.
Yeah, I think if you try to go back to 365 days ago, you would rate this class better, Caleb and Jaden, over Bryce and C.J., because Bryce is undersized, and C.J., while good at Ohio State, didn't look quite like the quarterback we saw consistently for Houston. And Anthony Richardson was just so raw. I think he started 13 games, maybe just a handful fewer than that. So I would rate this class higher. Drake May is an upside guy, maybe in the same conversation as Anthony Richardson in that sense that he has a lot of football ahead of him. He's just 21 years old. But I think Anthony Richardson was a better player, if you're asking me to rank those two at the number three spot. I would take Anthony Richardson over Drake May, but I fully realize that Drake May is just 21 years old, and he's 2-3 years younger than a lot of these quarterbacks in this class.
Hey, Ryan, I think it's going to be more difficult than people think to get to four. Because if I'm four and I'm Arizona and I want a receiver, going to 11, I lost all three. You know, I'm not – I'll trade with the Giants. I mean, because you keep hearing the Giants want to move up, and they want Drake May, supposedly, because it probably reminds Daboll of Josh Allen. So, I mean, if they come up and I'm Arizona going back a couple spots, yeah, I would consider that. But otherwise, no.
I'm with you. And this, I have one more mock draft to do, and I was literally fidgeting with it right before Nolan called. And I had the Cardinals trading out of four to allow Denver to come up. That puts you at 12. And to your point, Benny, that's a no-go for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So in my infinite wisdom, I had him trading from 12 to 8, because maybe the Falcons want to trade down And the Falcons make sense because they're probably going to be looking at defense first, and you can get those guys three or four picks later. You're going to have a handful of whether it's an edge rush or maybe even a Byron Murphy defensive tackle there. And if you get to eight, if you're the Cardinals, and we've seen Monty Austin Ford's debt last year, right? They went from the top of the draft to 12 and back to six to get Paris Johnson Jr. If you get to eight, I think Roma Dunze, you don't want to get any lower than eight and roll the dice on whoever your wide receiver three is, because I think after that you're playing with fire at that point. But again, that's a lot of mental gymnastics you have to do to make this work out, where you can just stay at four and take Marvin and be extremely happy about it.
Yeah, I sometimes you get too cute, you know, and then you end up getting stuck, and then you're hosed, you know. I mean, that's the problem.
And that's what happened to the Jets last year, right? The Steelers leapfrogged the Jets by a gift from the Patriots. They took Broderick Jones, and then the Jets were like, all right, well, it seems like they were going to take an offensive tackle, and they took Will McDonald, the fourth, the edge rusher, and he was a good player, but was that a need on an already great defense? And not entirely their fault. They were going through the crosswalk and the steamroller hit them, but they would have loved to have an offensive tackle there, I feel like, and they were just wrong place, wrong time.
Ryan, who do you see, whether it be character or medical, that's dropping some? You know, like 2 years ago, Bob and I were just talking, Kyle Hamilton was the top five pick because he ran slow, went to 14. He slid. Is it Latu? How many teams, failed Latu on the physical and the characters and character stuff with other people?
Yeah, I've heard Latu, the teams I talk with, that medically he's fine. And he could, if he went top 15, some people would not be surprised. I don't know about every team because it only takes one, like you like to say. Oh my gosh, he's the most technically sound edge rusher in the class.
No doubt.
And Jackson Powers Johnson, from the people I keep talking to, almost certainly won't go in the first round, which was a surprise to me.
Really?
And I'm not sure why. I haven't got a clear explanation, whether it's medical or something else. We talked to him in the combine. He was a fantastic young man to talk to in an interview, and his tape speaks for itself. So I don't know if it's just the measurables. He's tall. He's certainly heavy enough. He was 320, I think. I mean, that's your center, and he's not going to get moved up the spot too often. But I think he's going to fall out of the first round. But remember, last year Osiris Torrance slipped out of the first round, ended up going to the second round of the Bills, had a really good season. His was a knee issue, and, from what I understand, he was plenty healthy last year. He has a chance to fall out of the first round, and Michael Penix Jr. is just he's a hot-button topic. Some teams think he's a first-round talent. Other teams like him on day two, and I don't know if that's necessarily we're learning. We knew that going in, but it's interesting to me. And I think Xavier Worthy, going in the other direction, has a chance, even at 166, 165, to go in the top 32 just because of the speed. And I think he's a completely different player than John Ross, who obviously had the combine record before Xavier got there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because what I'm hearing now, like on Pittsburgh, is offensive tackle and take the center. You can get a center in the third round, whereas an offensive tackle, they may go in the first. What do you think of that? Who do you have in your mock to the Steelers?
Let's see. The one I did on Monday was what I would do if I were making all these picks, and I had them taking Graham Barton, the interior. He played left tackle, but he's taking inside of the next level. But I think there had been a run on the tackles at that point, and he filled the need. He's going to be a first rounder, I feel like, unless something happens that we don't know about. But I don't hate the idea if a J.C. Latham's sitting there, and
right.
I don't think
he
will be.
No.
But you think about J.C. Latham, he's probably gone. Telly Fuaga is probably going to be gone. I know the Jets like him a lot. And then you have Troy Faltanu, who makes some sense. He can play on the left side of Washington. He can even play some guard. So I would take tackle first if you like to tackle. Like Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, incredibly athletic, but he's also raw. And if you didn't feel comfortable putting Broderick Jones out there early on in his rookie season, I don't know if I'd feel that way about Tyler Guyton. So I think it just depends on which tackle's there that you like. And then if you like a Graham Barton who feels like a layup, you do that. The other guy is Zach Frazier that we hear a lot about in Pittsburgh, among Pittsburgh fans, and he'll be targeted in day two. I don't know if he'll be there at 51 when the Steelers are back on the clock, though.
Hey, Ryan, how many – like, I was just kind of penciling things down. I could see how many offensive linemen – could 9 O-linemen go in the first, 6 receivers, 6 quarterbacks? Would that be a possibility?
I would be surprised if Bo Nix sneaks into the first round. All the teams I talk to say he's a day two guy. But again, it only takes one. We'll see. I think 9 is the exact number that you get to on the offensive line. And if you can talk yourself into a Jordan Morgan or even a Jackson
Morgan. I like Morgan.
I do too. And he's going to be tackle guard versatility as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming off the ACL. I thought he played well last year, and he's going to get even stronger a year removed from the ACL. Year two is usually when you get back to form. So if Jordan Morgan and Jackson Powers Johnson are on your dance card, that gets you north of 9, which is crazy to me. Wide receiver 6, that feels about right. I feel like we're going to be running these guys. And I think this wide receiver class, we just talked about the quarterbacks, this wide receiver class is better than last year's at the top 2. With the 4 guys that went 20, 21, 22, and 23. I think this group has a chance to be special. And I think if you told me Malik Nabers ended up being the best wide receiver in this group, like Jamar Chase was, I would get on board with that without very little hesitation.
Now, when you look at the Ravens at 30, is there any of the tackles left? Is there a starting potential guy left? You know, is Mims still available? Mims is probably good. Mims scares me a little bit because he's only played 8 games.
Only played 8 games and has an injury history, and that's why he's only played those 8 games. And I had him going to Baltimore in that mock draft that I did on Monday, what I would do, because he was sitting there because of that uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But Vinny, when I tell you, he walked across that stage and blocked out all the lights.
Oh, he looked beautiful.
He's not fat. It's muscle, and he's 20, 21 years old. And if you want to replace Morgan Moses, this is the guy you build in the lab, and people don't take you seriously when you trot him out there. I think he's incredibly athletic. He just has to stay healthy. And if he were there at 30, I would feel pretty good about that. Tyler Guyton is also an option there, but I think Mims has more upside, even though he hasn't played nearly as much football.
And Munkin would know him. You know, Munkin knows him.
And that's the other thing. Exactly. There's that connection. And whether you like to admit it or not, or whether it's fair or not, that plays a part. Familiarity is a big part of how we make decisions, whether football or otherwise. And if you know that guy, which is why I've heard some murmurings that Seattle might be interested in Michael Penix, because they have the offensive staff there from the Huskies. But that's also something to keep an eye on. But I get it. And Amarius Mims, physically, my goodness, checks every box.
If you play for the Orioles, he'd be called Mimsies by Brandon. He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Real quick, we know you're busy. The can't-miss player, in your opinion, of this draft, if it exists, is who?
Oh, I'm going to go with my favorite defensive player in this draft, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. Yeah. I think he has a chance to be special. He's only 290, but good luck trying to double-team him. He splits double teams like he's just, you know, strolling through the park. He's a lot of fun, and I think he has a chance to be the first defensive player.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.